ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Round the Edge weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4. You're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is the station. I hate coming in here sometimes.
Yeah, isn't it awful? Isn't it god awful?
This is probably the worst I've ever felt for doing radio ever.
Yeah, it's like doesn't matter if you're angry.
Yeah.
And I'm going to level with you. I am.
Oh yeah, Zach's like, angry.
Genuinely. You've still got to perform some sort of monkey.
Yeah, someone's winding a little box in the side of the street in Bangladesh.
I'm not even doing a good job of it. That's the worst part. That's the most offensive part to everybody involved in the whole thing.
I got no...
I'm angry.
I got no peanuts for you either, mate. So we're going to be doing this pro bono.
I'm angry trying to do the show and no one's even enjoying it. That's the worst part. So nobody involved is having a good time.
Well, what about the podcast listeners?
Oh, they might have fun with it.
Oh, they're loving it.
Edit this into some sort of positive spin, please.
I will, yeah. I'll just put some circus music over top of it. That seems to be
everything.
What everyone likes.
That'll get the phone calls. Coming in!
Well, look at me. I'm tiny on this tiny little chair. And
we're surrounded by Switch 11.
I'm like a little mini Josh today. And there's this promotional stuff all up over the station. It looks like a whirlwind.
No disrespect to little people.
No, love them.
I'm sure they'd be able to run a board just fine.
Oh, yeah,
in a radio station.
They'll get the feet all over the desk, but other than that. Anyway, like I was saying, mate, are we on official Baby Watch?
Why would we be on Baby Watch?
Keeping up with current events. I like that. Kate Middleton, mate. Expecting
the
second child.
Oh, Christ almighty.
But I was thinking, cracking time to be a kidnapper.
A kidnapper. Yeah.
This is all I was thinking about till this morning. I'm like, oh yeah, a royal baby.
The idea was so far left of field that you very clearly enunciated the word kidnapper to me.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
But my brain just refused to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
He went, no, that can't be what he meant.
Well, I mean, it's the ultimate it's the ultimate score.
No, it is.
For if you're going to grab a baby and hold it for ransom, the royal baby at least.
A HBT is what I call it, which stands for a high value target.
Well, there you go. I just think, some money from the royal family if you kidnap their baby.
You got to take... Well, no, I'm not going to give people instructions on it.
No, don't do that. That'd be silly.
If someone did kidnap the royal baby,
royal babe.
You got to be careful and make sure it's alive. Am I wrong with that statement?
Well, I mean, it's best. I think it's best. It's in your best interest to keep babies alive at all times.
Yeah,
royal or otherwise, kidnapped or otherwise.
No, I'm not.
No matter what your intentions with a child,
I'm not saying if you're kidnapping the baby, keep it alive. Damn all others.
I'm just going to say it's going to drive down your price if the baby's alive.
And am I? Yeah, okay. Am I in the wrong?
I mean, my thought is you'd make a hell of a lot of money out of it. So that you could probably enlist some investors.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like
3221-0197. Give us a call.
If you want to assist in the
I don't know the AMCA or whatever it is. I don't even know the acronym for them. The Broadcasting Society. But I don't think they approve of using community radio to plot kidnappings
to instigate
for royal babies.
To instigate high treason. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. Zach, we have been joined with a very special guest of ours, enemy of the show, Mr. Mark Ravina, and he's over there in Cairns. We've sent him up there to Cairns to do a bit of promotional work for us, and let's see how he's going. Mark, are you there?
Well, can you hear me?
Oh, loud and clear, mate.
I can't hear you at all.
So, then how are you answering me?
Hello?
Hang on, if you can't hear us, are you an idiot, Mark? Say anything if you are.
No, if you're an idiot, answer this question with a non sequitur.
He's not answered us.
He's wised up to us.
Yeah.
I can hear you now.
Hey, there he is. How are you? Always a pleasure to talk, Mark. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. Mm-hmm. Zach, like a bad bloody smell, you can't... we've got Mr. Mark Ravina joining us in a little bit.
Jesus Christ.
It didn't work the first time. We'll make it work the second time. Mr. Mark Ravina, you there?
I'm here.
There you go. All right, what's going on? We've sent you up to Cairns to do a bit of promotional work for us. How have you gone so far?
You're dead right. I'm coming to you live from Barlow Park.
Oh, great.
The Campbell hosts the Rabbitohs versus the Raiders. The question is, which team will turn up today? The Rabbitohs, missing their enforcer, slamming Sam Burgess, who has moved to Hull FC, which leaves Greg G.I. Inglis and George Baby Burgess to back themselves and give the hard yards. All players will give 110%. At the end of the day, one team will come up short. Full credit to the boys putting their bodies on the line. It's a game of two halves. They'll go down to the wire. They'll play the full 80 minutes. My brain hurts.
Mark, are you there?
I'm here. I gave Jesus, don't make me do it again.
Mate, we didn't hear you. Are you there? I literally didn't have my fader wasn't turned up on the thing.
I just gave a whole spiel. Do you want me to do it again?
Oh, if you could.
I did it without error the first time.
Oh, really? Oh, well, no. I'll edit it out of the podcast. If you could do it again, yeah. That'd be great.
Okay. I'll go 3, 2, 1, action, and all then right. That's for the podcast.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, for the podcast. Action. All right, hang on. Well, I'll say this first. Mr. Mark Ravine is joining us live from Barlow Park. Mark?
Coming to you live from Barlow Park, where Cairns will host the Rabbitohs first.
We've race. Already done it, Mark. We heard you first time.
You threw me.
Oh, mate, beautifully delivered the first time round.
The second time is going better.
Well, what did you want me to do?
This now.
It's Zachary's impression of the week.
So it's impression of the week. Zachary Casey's impression of the week. And this is how we do it here at the Josh and Zachary Show. Zach gets no say on who he's impersonating. And we got to keep this.
And can I make it clear, I don't claim to be an impersonator.
Well, it's good to have an impersonator on any good radio show, mate.
I know it's good. And to be fair, someone needs to take the burden. Someone needs to do the impressions.
Mm. I'm doing the buttons. So someone's got to do. You got to do something.
All right. Don't be fooled by what you hear.
What about Billy Connolly? We're getting a request from Billy Connolly.
Yeah. All right.
Billy Connolly.
All right. I can't do Scottish, but I can't do any of it.
Billy Connolly is who we'll be talking to, mate. And he's coming for a job interview here at this office. And let's see how we go. We'll fade up a little bit of atmosphere. Oh, g'day, sir. I'll be doing your interview today. It says here, Billy Connolly. Is that you?
Aye.
Okay, just follow me. Straight here. Have a seat. Would you like a glass of water before we start the interview?
Aye.
Okay, one glass of water coming up. I've got to get my secretary to go grab that. All right, mate. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, you've only been in the country for a small time. What have you been doing before that?
I've been... I can't do Billy Connolly.
Of course you can.
How's he do it? Give me...
I don't know.
It's your money.
All right, so you've got it. All right, so Billy, Mr. Connolly, what have you been doing since coming to Australia?
I've been... it's your money.
I've got to recalibrate. All right.
Would you like to work in this bank with us?
Yes, it's your money, and I'd love to look after your money.
Okay, I was thinking about in terms of your wage, your yearly wage. What would you think would be a fair wage? Do you have any idea? Or you have any preference?
It's your money.
It's Zachary's impression of the week.
Oh, we skirted around that one artfully.
another success story for the Josh and Zachary Show, which is good news.
God, that's awful.
Prince Royce featuring Snoop Dogg stuck on a feeling. Interview, Zach. He said he is officially transitioning into a woman, and more power to him. But I really think that he's getting the most out of a life. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's like, I don't want to boil it down to base sort of terms, but I was playing Skyrim the other day.
Yeah.
And it comes to the part where you've got to select whether your character's female or male.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, both have good traits.
Oh, yeah, both great characters.
I don't know what I'm going to experience on my journey through the life, so how can I possibly make the decision now, this early on into my journey? About whether I want to be a male or a female in this game of Skyrim.
Exactly. Kind of like the game of life.
Well, mate, I found a cheat where you could basically switch whenever you wanted.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Bruce Jenner's done the same.
He has. He's shaved his Adam's apple.
The great thing is, he really just has to change his name around the other way.
Oh,
so now he can be Jenna Bruce.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That works so well.
Has no one else thought of this?
my mind's blown. to be perfectly honest, are you setting that up?
No,
that's brilliant. I'm doing radio with a genius. Well, he said in an interview, Zach, and this is his direct quote. He says, "For all intents and purposes, I am a woman."
Okay.
And I thought,
hear me roar, or he cut it off short there. He probably said that, but the quote was cut off short.
Oh yeah, yeah. I am woman, hear me roar. There he goes.
Yeah.
But I was shocked, obviously, because I always thought it was for all intensive purposes. Like, he goes...
And that was your takeaway from the article.
That's how I closed the newspaper.
Imagine what you could learn from a dictionary.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Joining the studio with the band Glacier. Guys, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
We've got three people, two mics, so I'm sure you guys can figure it out. Feel free to grab it and yank it into any direction you want. Is that right, Glacier or Glacier? Which one do you prefer? I like Glacier, but that's my opinion.
Yeah,
your band.
Sounds kind of clean. It sounds more like ice to
me. It does, doesn't it? Is that the kind of thing you're going for? Kind of like the clean, icy?
A little bit. Yeah.
I like it. Kind of rolls off the tongue a bit better.
Yeah.
So you guys are what we call an electronic band. It's like a new thing around Brisbane, because it just seems like everyone we've come through here has just been like an electronic band. It seems like it's more popular than the traditional
band. It's picking up more, I think, around Brisbane. Like, it's always been pretty popular in Sydney way, but we combine like a lot of things with the electronics as well, so it's not really bangers as such.
Right. So when you guys are playing live, I've seen pictures of you guys on stage, and it just looks like an absolute bush of chords, and I can't even imagine if I have one chord missing here from this setup that we got here, that's it, that's game over. I mean, do you guys have contingencies, and what's the worst thing that's happened, like you've forgotten?
Oh man, we've had a clunker.
I actually once kicked out Andrew's power cord, I think.
Yeah, for one of my synths.
Basically everything stopped.
And that synth sends the tempo to Michael's rigs, so it just all went downhill from there, really.
Is it just game over from that point? You just kind of wander off?
Well, we turned into an acoustic folk trio at that
point.
I usually just play SpongeBob SquarePants until we figure it out.
I just cry a little bit.
Oh, you would. Thank you very much, Glacier, for coming in, and make sure you check him out the 1st of May at the Bearded Lady at West End.
Is this thing on?
Hey!
No, I'm kidding. You guys are... Okay.
Yeah, Zach knows the mics are on. so anyway, like I said, I've become really good at analogies, like off the fly too, off the cuff, which is good. My boss.
Yeah, you don't want to do analogies off the fly.
So my boss
outside
is
outside the fly, in the fly.
My boss has given me a project at work, right? And he's given me all week to do it. Wednesday, he calls me up to his office, and I'm thinking, well, I'm halfway through this bloody project. You know what I mean? So he sits me down, he starts going through all the work that I've done. Straight away starts picking it apart. Oh, hang on, this is wrong. And I'm saying to him, mate, I haven't finished the project, right? It got too much, and then I felt the analogy, the brew boiling up inside me, and I thought,
get ready for this?
Yeah.
Because you're probably thinking Josh is going to say, like, a very profound analogy, but this is dog shit.
It's pretty good. It's brewing inside of me, and I thought, well, here it comes. It's coming no matter what. You know, I can't hold this thing back anymore. So I just looked him straight in the eyes, and I said, mate, don't reach for a piece of cake while it's still in the oven, and then cry to me when you've got cake batter on your hands.
And now Josh is going full-time at the Carphone Warehouse. You can catch him down there Mondays to Fridays, 9 to 5.
Bring your AM radios, I'll sign them.
He can switch your ringtone over for you.
Big thanks to the Glacier and to All Things Lost for coming in and having a chat with us today. Catch him on the 1st of May at the Bearded Lady at West End. And it's All Things Lost Music on Facebook and Glacier Sounds on Facebook. You can catch them there. Give them a like. Follow along. They've got plenty of stuff happening. EPs coming out left, right, and center. Shows up to their necks. Up to their necks in shows, Zach. Thank you very much for joining us.
Up to their necks in sex.
Probably, mate. I've heard their songs. So yeah. I want to say a big happy 50th birthday to our lovely mother. And I hope you had a great day. But other than that, Zach.
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.
We'll see you
happy
guys.
Happy birthday, Mum. Thanks for not giving me a window to say that, by the way.
I said we would like to say.
Okay.
I do the talking for both of us. We'll see you guys next week.